Amen, amen, amen. I want to welcome everybody back for another portion of God's Word to be preached. Amen. Pray that everyone had a good time celebrating their Mother's Day in one form or a fashion or another. And Brother Prewitt did an excellent job this morning preaching about Mother's Day. And I'm hoping that not necessarily to repeat anything that he has done, or not necessarily to compete with what he has done. But you know, there's a lot of in God's word about mother, right? And about motherhood. And my topic is God's plan for mothers. God's plan for mother. You know, as most of you know that I am a basketball coach. And, you know, I tell my players all the time, you know, when they're on the court, the reason we go over plays is that as a unit, those five guys that are on the court, they know where everyone's going to be. They know what's going on. They're acting as one unit out on the floor. And the reason I bring that story up here is that motherhood is part of God's plan. Amen. Motherhood is part of God's plan. And see, we need to understand that. We need to understand how motherhood fits into the overall plan so that everyone understands their roles and their responsibilities. Amen? Because, you know, as we get into this lesson, you begin to understand that, you know, the whole topic of motherhood has been distorted today. In today's world, in today's society, by society, our people in society today, you know, they beginning to devalue motherhood, what motherhood is all about. And motherhood, you know, the Bible does not command us in any way to recognize a special day to honor mothers. Neither does it condemn it, right? And so you know, you say, well, why do we recognize it? Why do we recognize it? You know, in Romans 14, 5-8, it says, if one man esteems one day above another, another esteems every day alike, let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. That he that regardeth the day regardeth it unto the Lord, and he that regardeth the day not the day to the Lord, he doeth not regard it. He that eateth unto the Lord, for he giveth thanks. He giveth God thanks. And he that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not and giveth thanks to God. It says, for none of us live to him. And no man died to himself. Whether we live, we live unto the Lord. Whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. Amen? Amen. Now, the Bible has a lot to say about mothers. You know, over in Proverbs 31:28, it says that you find this, and it tells you this. It says, her children rise up and bless her, and her husband also praise her. Her children bless her, and her husband praise her. That's what the Bible says about a mother. You know, in Proverbs 6:20, it says, do not forsake the teachings of your mother. Do not forsake the teachings of your mother. Proverbs 10:1 says, a foolish son is grief to his mother. Proverbs 23:25, it says, let the mothers be glad. Let her rejoice who gives birth to you. Amen. Amen. Proverbs 29:9-15, it says, a child who gets his own way bringeth shame unto his mother. Shame unto his mother. You know, these are the things that the Bible says about motherhood, right? The Bible says about motherhood. You know, being a mother is a very important role that God has chosen some women to experience. Amen. Being a mother it's a very important role that God has chosen some women to experience. Amen? Amen. Amen. You know, a Christian mother, you know, is taught to be sober, wise, love their husband, to love their children. This is Titus. This is the verse that was read for us. Scripture reading. Titus 2, chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, right? To be discreet, self-control, pure, keepers at home. And to be kind, obedient to their husbands, You know, this is what the Bible says, right? You know, so this isn't Brother Feaster up here talking. This is coming straight from the Bible. And the woman, the women of God needs to do this. The mother of God, God's plan for mother, right? You know, the woman of God chooses to do these things, right? Because the word, so that the word of God won't be blasphemy. Yeah. Amen? Mm-hmm. Now, Psalms 127, verses 3-5 tells us that children are a gift from the Lord. Yeah. Amen? Children are a gift from the Lord. And I don't see anywhere in there where it brings any exceptions to that, right? So that means that all children are blessed from the Lord, right? No matter how they conceive, right? They're blessed from the Lord. Amen? They're blessed from the Lord. Regardless of how they conceive, they're a blessing from the Lord. Amen? Amen. But just because you bear a child, right, doesn't make you a godly mother. Amen? Just because you bear a child doesn't make you a godly mother. The child is a blessing from God, but it doesn't make you a godly mother just because you bear a child. Amen? Amen? Now, you know, in Titus, the verse I just, Titus chapter 2 and verse 4, you know, there's a special Greek word that represents the kind of motherly love. And, you know, Brother Prewitt hit on that, and, you know, I got to thinking about that. You know, he's absolutely true. What he said about a mother's love is absolutely true. And sometimes for me myself, I didn't really understand that, right? Until I saw that in my own wife, loving our children, right? You know, I saw that and I recognized that, you know, and I began to study that and I realized that God has put in women some nurturing, some special love that men just don't have. Right. And it's not that we don't love our kids anymore, right? It's just different. Yeah. It's just different, right? You know, but God has put into women, right, into mothers, right, a special kind of love that us men don't have. Right. You know, I was listening on the TV the other day, and I heard Bill Cosby talk about motherhood, right? And one thing he said that a mother has a special love, right? They're very sentimental to their kids, right? He said a child can go into a ditch, right, pull out a piece of wood and put a little nick in it and bring that piece of wood home to their mothers, right? And the mother said, oh, how precious. You made that for me? Is this just for me? Oh, how nice, right? You know, and that's how mothers are, right? But that child brings that same piece of wood home to a dad. The dad say, what is that? Some piece of wood you pulled from the ditch? Get out of here with that. You know, that's what a dad would do, right? You know, and I thought about that, and he said, and I thought about that, and I would say, that's right. I would question that. You know, I would miss the sentimental part of it, right, that it made it just for me, right? I would say, what is that? You know, get out of here with that. What is that junk, right? You know, because I would be questioning, you know, their work ethics, right? You know, that's what I would question. But a mother would look over that, right, and just understand that it's something that the child made for them, right? You know, but that's something about mothers, and that's something about a mother's love, right? And Brother Prewitt covered that pretty well this morning. And I think he hit it right on key. Right on key. You know, but that goes to show you that why God's part of God's plan for family is to have a mother and a father. You know, and I understand that situations happen, right? And some there's a lot of single women out there, right? And not to go into why that happened, right? But you know, God's plan for family is to have a mother and a father. Mother and a father. That way that there's a balance between the love that a mother has and the structure that a father provides, right? And that's God's plan for family, right? And I know the things that my wife provides to the family, I can't do. They can't be replaced, right? And the things that I provide to the family, my wife can't do. You know, she isn't built to do, right? And that's okay because it's part of God's plan. That's God's plan. You know, that's why, you know, no matter what the society say about what marriage could be and however it ends up, right, it's never going to work where it's a man and a man raising their children. It's not going to work because something is missing. It's never going to work when there's a female and a female raising children because there's something missing. Something's missing in that picture, right? It's not part of God's plan. And I just want to stop by and tell you, you know, but, you know, the thing about it, though, right, to be a godly mother, right? Before you be a godly mother, you should be a godly wife. Amen? Amen? You should be a godly wife, right? You know, and people are missing that point, right? They're just going straight to motherhood, right? Oh, I want a child. Oh, I want to have a child. And they're missing the whole point that God wants you to be a wife first before you be a mother. Amen? And, you know, and before you can be a godly wife, you should be a godly woman. Amen? You should be a godly woman. You know, and if we start there, you know, being a godly woman, you know, a lot of this is consistent with being a godly man, right? But being a godly woman, see, God has a special plan for women, just like he do men. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. A special plan. And now, being a godly woman, you know, you need to believe that Jesus Christ, you know, is the Son of God. Yeah. Amen? Amen? That's where it starts with, right? Yeah. Believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, right? Yeah. And you know, when you become a believer, right, and you're baptized, right, you receive the Holy Spirit within you, right? And you become a new creature. And now your new lifestyle, right, you need to continually learn about God's word, about how God wants women to behave, right? How he wants women to behave, right? In order you fulfill being a godly woman. Okay? Godly woman. Now, we know in this society, right, in our society where we live in, right, the women outnumber the men. Amen? Yeah. Amen? Women outnumber the men. And some women grow up, you know, with the whole concept that I want to get married and I want to have a family, right? I want to get married and want to have a family. And see, until that is fulfilled, right, a woman, a godly woman, needs to keep looking in God's word, transforming herself, right, from the things of society to be a godly woman. Amen? Amen. Amen. You know, her desires has to be the one that whatever the word of God has for her. Amen? Amen. Amen. You know, now, a godly woman, just like a godly man, depends on the power of God. Mm-hmm. Depends on the power of God. Yeah. To help them remain pure. During the time before she's married, amen. And even after she's married, right? You know, sometimes we talk about being pure, right? And we talk about up to the time that they're married, amen. But purity even continues on after marriage, amen. That continues on after marriage, right? Amen. So now, you know, so we go back to, and if you are blessed to find a godly woman, when she goes to get married, she needs to look for a godly man. Amen? Amen? She needs to look for a godly man. Then you won't get into that. You won't get into all those other issues you get into by being unequally yoked with someone who's not a Christian. Amen? A godly woman needs to look for a godly man. You know, so that way they'd be on the same page, right? That's part of God's plan, right? That's part of the plan that God has, right? And some people, they come up with their own plan, right? And they start deviating from the plan, and they start running into issues. They start running into problems, right? And those problems usually arise, right? Maybe they don't show up early in the marriage, right? But start having some kids, and then it start arising. Because one will want to raise those kids in one way, according to what thus says the Lord, and the other one's not concerned about that. The other one just want to raise them whatever way they do, right? Whatever way society says they do, right? But a godly woman wants to have a godly man. And by the way, that goes true for a godly man. She want to have a godly woman, right? That goes both ways, right? Now, you know, the role for a wife is set out early in Genesis chapter 2 and verse number 18. And we go there, it says that, and the Lord God said, it is not good for man to be alone. It is not good for man to be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. Now that's what the Bible says, right? You know, and no matter what we do, no matter what society says, right, or what society is doing, right, it's not going to change the plan for God. You know, and as a godly woman, right, you're willing to accept what thus says the Lord. Amen. You know, it's not someone overpowering you or being authority over you, right? You're willing to accept what thus says the Lord. And the Lord says that if you're going to have a godly man, one of the things that you're supposed to do with that godly man is be a helpmeet for him. A helpmeet for him. Amen? Amen. You know, and that's you know, that's part of God's plan. That's the team. That's the team. That's God's team for a family, right? You have a man, you have a godly man and a godly woman, right? And they're there. They don't have the same roles, right? They don't have the same roles, right? You know, sometimes people talk about marriages of 50-50. It's not 50-50. It's not 50-50. That's not what God says, right? The woman has some unique roles and the man has some unique roles. And together they make a team. Amen? Amen. Now, I just need to say that, men and women are designed to complement each other. You know, neither gender is better than the other. Amen. Neither gender is better than the other. Amen. It's just that God has a role for a woman and God has a role for a man. You know, and so neither one is better than the other one, right? And God expects men to lead, and he expects women to voluntarily submit themselves to their husband. That's what the Word of God says. That's what the Word of God says, and that's what God expects, right? There's been some issues with both roles. There's been issues with men leading. And there's been issues with women submitting themselves to their husband, right? Throughout our society, throughout history, we see there's problems with those roles. Yeah. But what we're looking at today is, what is God's plan? What does God has in mind, right? What is God's plan for this, right? Now, I believe that a godly woman chooses to submit herself to her husband. It doesn't make her inferior in any way, right? It makes her wanting to serve God, right? Serve God and fulfill the role that God has for her. Amen? Amen. Amen. You know, but you know, I believe that some women are afraid to submit to their men. You know, and they're afraid to submit to their men because of all of the things that have happened in this society in the past. Amen. All of the things that happened in the society in the past, right? In the past, men have abused their roles. Amen. They have abused their roles. And other women heard about this, right? And they other women don't want to experience that. Amen. But I got to let you know, that's not part of God's plan. That's not part of God's plan. And you see, a Christian woman and a Christian man, we need to trust the plan of God. We need to follow the plan of God. In spite of what we hear in society, in spite of what we know that's happened in the past, we need to follow the plan that God has laid out for us. Amen? Amen. You know, men, you know, and that goes to men too, you know. Yes. Some men are afraid to lead. Mm-hmm. They're afraid to lead, right? They're afraid to lead for a multitude of reasons, right? You know, and some of that goes back to, especially in the black culture, right, goes back to slavery. Slavery time, right? Where men's manhood was stripped from them by their masters, right? You know, and women were allowed to still be women, right? And men were not allowed to be men, right? Women were allowed to be women, and men were not be allowed to be men, right? And from that day, a lot of men have not overcome that in society, okay? But what I want to say is that was not part of God's plan, amen? God's plan is that men are to lead their families, right? And women are to submit to them. Amen? Amen. So let me, there's been a lot of things that happened in our society, you know, that has derailed it, women from accepting the true role that God has for them, right? You know, we had the sexual revolution, right? We had the whole issue about abortion. You know, the whole issue about abortion, right? And abortion in and of itself is contrary to everything that Brother Prewitt spoke to this morning. Right. You know, right. How can a mother, right, who has something growing inside of them want to kill that? You know, it's like killing part of them, right? It's like killing part of them, right? Yeah. And God never intended that anyone, right, would kill something growing inside of them. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, children are a blessing from God. Yeah. So God bless you with the child, and then you decide to abort it. That just shouldn't be. That is not part of God's plan. Amen? Amen. You know, and then when it came along, right, when the feminists came along, right, they decided they wanted everything equal, right? And the Bible doesn't talk about being equal. The Bible tells you that woman has a role, right? The Bible doesn't say it's going to be equal. The Bible teaches about a role, right? But then the feminists come along and say it should be equal. Equal work, equal pay, equal, right? Everything's got to be 50-50, right? But that's not, you don't find that in the Bible. The Bible talks about a role for a woman and talks about a role for a man. Amen? Amen. And like I said, that God started a long time ago, right? In the book of Genesis, right? Where he caused Adam to go into a deep sleep. Amen? Yeah. Caused Adam to go into a deep sleep, and he took a rib from him, right? And he made, out of that rib, he made woman. And he made that woman to be a helpmeet for Adam, right? And so that them two together would consist of what God wanted in the marriage, right? Them together, they complete one another. Amen? They complete one another. Amen? Now, God hasn't changed. And his word is the same today as it was yesterday, and it'd be the same tomorrow. You know, so regardless what the society does about marriage, right, what society does about marriage has nothing to do with God's word. You know, and I just want to stop by and say, you know, regardless of what anyone says that marriage ought to be, doesn't change God's word. Amen. It doesn't matter whether the mayor says that it should be one way or another. It doesn't matter whether the president says it should be one way or another. If it's contrary to God's word, it's contrary to God's word, right? And as a Christian, right, we should never have an opinion that's different from the word of God. As a Christian, we should never have an opinion that's different from the word of God. You know, the God says that marriage between a man and a woman, as long as you're a Christian, that should be your opinion. You should always want to be in agreement with God. You know, regardless of what goes on, you need to always be in agreement with God. Amen. And, you know, I was sharing with others earlier today that I was disappointed in the president, right? I was truly disappointed, right? You know, and that's another thing. It doesn't have nothing to do with motherhood, but it has to do with sin. You know, sin. You know, once upon a time that people in society, we were disappointed when sin came about, right? When sin was happening, right? We were disappointed, right? You know, before when a woman, right, would have a child out of marriage, right? The woman and the man would be a disappointment to society, right? Now these days, it's not even a disappointment anymore. You know, as a matter of fact, they seem like they're celebrating it, right? It doesn't really even matter whether you're married or not. If you're having a baby, it's all in the magazines, all on the news, right? Like it's a celebration, right? And it's a sin. It's a sin. And we should still, as Christians, we should be disappointed by that. You know, you know, and another thing about that bonding, right? You know, men are expected to love their wives. Amen. That's what the Bible says. Men are expected to love their wives, right? Some men have chosen to abandon their leadership role in the home and in the church. In the home and in the church, right? You know, they don't quite understand what that's all about. But let me get back to motherhood. You know, see, our society, you know, it was just, I mean, maybe like 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, and I didn't hear all of it, right? But someone was criticizing one of the candidates for the Republican side, their wife, because she was a mother. She was a mother, right? And they put down the role of motherhood, right? And you know, and as a society, right, we maybe not directly, but indirectly, right, society also puts down motherhood, right? And the reason why I say that is that more and more now you see that women are deciding to, you know, they don't think about growing up and being in the role of motherhood. They think about growing up and having a career. Yeah. And their career is more important than motherhood. Amen? Yeah. Amen? And if their career is more important than motherhood, right, that devalues motherhood, what motherhood is all about. Amen? Yeah. Yeah. You know, and you know, and then also we see that more and more moms are at work, and sometimes that is a necessity. right? But other times, it's not really a necessity, right? It's more of a want than a necessity, right? And there's nothing wrong with women working, right? There's nothing wrong with women working, right? They have to understand, though, God's plan back over in Titus, right? God's plan for motherhood, right? God's plan for mothers, right? Is they be keepers at the home. At the home. You know, and it's kind of difficult, right? It makes it really more difficult for them to go out and pursue their career, right? And then take care of the home first, right? You know, because taking care of the home first should be number one priority for them. And the career should be number two. Well, amen? Well, amen. And so in this society, right, because of all that, right, we come up with this expression like supermom. A supermom is supposed to be able to do all those things, right? But I need to let you know that was an originally part of God's plan. Amen? That was an originally part of God's plan. You know, okay, so God has called godly women, has blessed them to be godly wives. And then blessed them again to be godly mothers when they bear a child, right? And you just got to understand, that's like a double blessing from God. A double blessing from God, right? And all women are not chosen to fulfill this role for one reason or another, right? Some women are not chosen to fulfill this role. They never have a child, right? Some women never get married. Some women, if they get married, they never have a child. And so the role of motherhood, you have to look at, is a double blessing from God. It's a blessing from God. It's a blessing from God. We should never look down on or devalue motherhood. Amen. We should never look down on devalue of it. You know, when my wife made a decision that she wanted to stay home and take care of the children, I may have said this before, right? I was totally against that. Amen. I'm gonna be honest with you. I was totally against it, right? And the reasons I was against it because I wanted the income coming in. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. That was the truth, right? But see, I didn't know about God's plan. I didn't know about what the Word of God says, right? And you know, and my wife, she was understanding her desires that God has put in her, right, to nurture the children, right, to raise the children, right? You know, and when I begin to study it, right, and I begin to understand what God has called women to, right, I had to change my opinion. You know, I had to change my mind, right? And I had to arrange some things, right? And what I did is I went to God and started praying. You know, I said, God, we got all these bills, this little money, and now I'm reading God's word. If I allow my wife to come home, we even gonna have this little money and this amount of bills, right? And that's you know, I didn't take that on as my problem. I gave that problem to God. I said, God, if you want us to follow your plan, you need to help me with this. You know, you need to help me with this, right? So that I can follow your plan, right? And praise God, he worked it out for us. Amen. Praise God, he worked it out for us, right? But you know, it started with my wife deciding she wanted to fulfill motherhood as it's defined in the Bible. And then me looking at God's word and wanting to do what God wanted to be done. Amen. And that's what it's all about. You know, a husband and a wife, right? You know, we need to be doing what God wants us to do, not what we want to do, not what feels good to us, right? We need to stay on the plan of God, right, and fulfill our roles that God has given us. Amen. 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 You know, in you know, in Proverbs 31 and through 26, verses 26 to 29, we find that women who is highly respected in the role of mothers. You know, in the role of mothers, you know, in the responsibility of motherhood, you know, and the responsibility of motherhood, mothers are you know, as far as when it comes to raising a child, they do more of raising the children than a man do. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. That's it. Right. And, you know, and you think about it, though, you think about it, all the love they have and all the patience they have. Right. That's naturally a good thing for them to be in that position. Amen. Yeah. You know, because I, you know, tell you the truth, like when sometimes I just didn't know how my wife did it. Amen. Just didn't know. Right. And we had Andrew and Austin. They were real close together. Right. And Anthony, he was 5 years younger. Right. But you know, I would look, and at the end of the day, right, sometimes I say, I don't know how you did it. Right. Because, you know, and I told her, I don't know how I could have done that. To be honest with her, right? But see, that's not part of my build. That's not part of my makeup, right? That's not what God has designed me to do. Now, naturally, I probably could have did it, right? But it's not what God's plan is all about. Amen? Now, over in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 14 and 15, it says, so I would have younger widows marry, bear children, manage their households, and give the adversary no occasion for slander. You see, there is no doubt that the managing of the household is part of motherhood. Amen? Amen? It's pretty clear that managing of the household is part of the role that God has for women. Amen? Amen. And why do you do it? So that your whole Christian walk, everything that you believe in, right? There's no occasion for slandering the word of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now, you know, sometimes though, in this society, right? You know, like I say that we as society, right? We want to use our own reasoning, right? We wanna do what feels good to us, right? You know, it's like God has a plan for family. He has a plan for man. He has a plan for women, right? And what happens, right, is that sometimes, right, men look at the role of women and say, I don't want that role. I want the role that a woman has. I want to be the one that wants to stay home and take care of those children, right? I want to be that one, right? My wife can make more money going out, right? So I want that role, right, that God has designed for women, a man will want it, right? And the woman turns around, look at men and say, you know, I could do that. I can go out and earn a paycheck. I can go out and get a degree and have a career and make good money too, right? And there's nothing wrong with that, right? But you got to understand that a woman's role, her first priority is taking care of the house.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Amen? You know, that's their first priority, right? And we have to go by what the scripture says, and not by our own reasoning, not by what society is doing, not by how we look over at society and say, oh yeah, look at that couple. They seem like they're doing it okay, right? But we have to go by the roles that God has defined for us.
Right.
Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Now, God wants a godly mother to be a helpmate to her husband and to be keepers of the house. That's what the Bible says, right? That's what the Bible says. You know, and everything else comes after that. Everything else comes after that. It comes secondary, right? You know, and what happens is that, you know, when we as a society and we as people, right, we sometimes make different decisions for ungodly reasons. Ungodly reasons, right? You know? And you know, I know I know one of the things that I think back on is that I feel that all of my boys, they were blessed with having their mother there with them to raise them, to take care of them, right? To see them off to school, to go get them back from school. That was a blessing for them, right? And it was all part of, you know, it wasn't my desire at first, right? It was God's word. And I felt it was God's desire for that role to be fulfilled. Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you know, being a strong, godly mother, you know, it's not nothing about being masculine. It's not nothing about being managed, but it is being firm in decision. It's being firm in character, being firm in belief and in action. And all those things need to be consistent with the word of God. Amen. Amen. You know, God has given women the ability to be soft, right, but not weak.
Amen.
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 They have given them the ability to be patient, right, but yet be firm.
Amen.
Amen. You know, they have the ability to be nice without being harsh or domineering. Amen. You know, they have the ability, they have the, God has given them this ability, right? And if women want to fulfill their role as a godly mother, right? They understand these things, right? They understand that this is not putting anybody down. This is what God wants me to do.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, and so what a godly mother does is, right, you know, she channels her energy and ability by supporting and building up her husband. That's what a helpmate's all about.
Yeah.
A helpmate is building up the husband, right? You know, helping the husband to do, you know, to be more godly, to fulfill his role as a godly man.
Yeah.
You know, and the godly mother is loving and supporting towards the family. Always doing things to support the family, right? From a godly mother's perspective. Right. You know, and you know, it's amazing. Sometimes I look back at it. Right. And, you know, to be honest, I didn't understand this all the time. Right. You know, I used to wonder why, you know, my wife was so different than I was. Right. And why we can't see things the same way, you know, and why we can't be more compatible. Right. But, you know, understanding God's role for women and God's role for men. Right. That women are going to be different. And men are going to be different,
yeah.
Right? And it's the working together, right, that completes the role of God, right?
Yeah.
And it helps to raise godly children, right?
Yeah.
You know, and it's an example for them, right, that they can go out and repeat. Yeah. Amen?
Amen?
Every day we need to take up our role that God has defined us to do, what he's called us to do, right? You know, on this day when we're looking at motherhood, right, motherhood is a special role. It is. It is a role that is godly defined.
Mm-hmm.
And the mothers that if you're blessed to be a wife and you're blessed to be a mother, right, then you need to understand that you need to put aside your own selfish roles that you want to fulfill, right? Because you know if you do that then you end up being in a dysfunctional role. A role that's outside of the will of God. Right. And it's not going to glorify God. And that's not that none of us wants that. All we really want to do is glorify God in all the things we do. Amen. In all the things we do, you know, and it's part of God's plan that a man and a woman come together and form a family. And the Bible says that he put them together so they can be fruitful and multiply. Right. That's what the Bible says. Right. You know, and when that happens. Right. And then we have a responsibility of raising that child,
yeah.
You know, raising that child. Right. You know, and I think about it this way. Right. You know, when you really think about it, it really only takes one person to change the child's diaper. Amen. I mean, if you have two people changing a diaper, right. One person to get in the way. Right. You know, it's like I got this, right? You know, it only takes one person, right? You know, and you know, so God has called us to roles, right? That one person has a role and another person has a role. And together they form a family. They form a godly family. And a godly family doing what God wants, they have godly children. And they can raise up godly children. And that whole process can be a light in the community, in this dark community. A whole process can be repeated over and over again, glorifying God. Amen?
Amen.
Now, so look around. We all have decided that we want to follow God.
Mm-hmm.
We all have trusted God with our salvation,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's why we all have heard the word, right? We believe the word, right? And we want to change our life, confess God, and we're baptized. Amen? Now, where we are, no matter where we are in our life, whether we are young, unmarried, you know, whether we are married and don't have children, right? And whether we're married and we've been blessed with children, or whether we're beyond that, while our children are grown now, right? You know, and we're beyond that. God has a role for each and every one of us. Amen? God has a role for each and every one of us at every stage of our life. And we need to continuously look into God's word,
yeah.
To examine ourselves, to see if we're accepting the role that God wants us to do at this age. Amen. At this time. Amen. So today we're celebrating Mother's Day. And oh, there is no replacement for mothers. Amen.
Amen.
No replacement for mothers at all. Amen. You know, and that's something that's the way God created them.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way God created them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's no replacing the love of the mother. Mm-hmm. You know, and people talk about that a lot, and it's so true. It's no replacing that, right?
Amen.
You know, and so we shouldn't put that down, right? Now we should honor that and respect that.
Yeah.
Right? Honor that and respect that, right? And understand that is God's role he has for motherhood. So I'm hoping that I stirred some things up, hoping that I revealed some scripture that we could add and that can enhance your life, that causes you wanting to be more like the Word of God,
yeah,
right? And less like the world. Right. Less like the world, because that's where we're at now. That's where, as I look around, that's where we all are at. Right. It's all about transforming our life to be more like God. Right.
Amen.
And not conforming to the world.
Amen.
Amen. That's what it's all about. Right. And the world is still trying to conform us to be like they want us to be. Amen. They want to tell us what marriage is. They want to tell us what the role of women should be. Right. They want to tell us what motherhood should look like. Amen. We need to reject all of that. If it's contrary to the Word of God, okay? So it's a wonderful thing to celebrate motherhood, amen? It's a wonderful thing, and it's part of God's plan. And we need to all be on the plan, all be part of the plan, right? All be on the same page following God's plan, amen? So as we stand to sing the song of invitation, let us all think about where we are today. Think about whether we are on the same plan.